Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What happened on your TV?
Oh no.
But on my TV, I saw two boys kiss.
Poodle, it was not a secret scene. It really happened.
What?
It really happened. Two men kiss, but yes, Jake and Fraser.
Yeah, they're boys.
They fucking made out with tongue.
That's why I had to go to an interior room.
It was hot.
It was hot.
It was hot.
It was tongue. There was tongue.
I always thought he was cute and obviously attractive.
Yeah, Jake, you're on my side now.
Jake has propelled himself with this episode. It's not the fact that he made fun of guys or made out with guys. It's the fact that he's just fearless.
He is.
When he came out in fearless. That bathing suit that just held his junk. And I think he has more of a package than I thought.
Oh, I've said before, it's not small.
You know what? We normally don't ask this, but Jake, if you're listening, you want to send us a dick pic, we won't share.
You probably would.
You probably would.
He is definitely getting an OnlyFans after this.
He should get an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He should.
A lot of those meatheads have gotten OnlyFans, yeah, after that.
And they all have those big South African dicks.
Some of them, but some... Even ones like Pete, who basically was edited out of last season because saying all this terrible racist shit on Twitter. I've been sent his penis, and it's crazy. It's quite large.
Sissies, if one of you has slept with Jake, let us know. Let us know.
I'd like to know as well.
I feel like our...
Not me, obviously. Jake on the show.
Yeah, I feel like our sissies are... Because we've had them say they've slept with other cast members.
Yes.
And it's almost like, you know when 101 Dalmatians, whenever at the kind of midpoint when they realize the dogs are in trouble...
These Disney metaphors weird me out a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. When the dog gets on the roof and looks out the window and goes, "Arr!" And then like a mile away, another dog goes... And they just kind of go in a chain.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what our sissies are. Like, I could just go put my head out the window and go, dick.
They go, dick.
Ow, ow. And somewhere we'll find a sissy.
Call of the dick.
We'll find a call of the dick. That's what it's called. And it's good. Yes. And then somewhere we'll find a sissy who's been dicked down by Jake.
I'm just really happy to see. I'm just really happy to see one cast member who is openly gay kiss another one, regardless of, and not as a joke.
Yes, but like they're actually into each other. And
yeah,
it's not like a
well. Even though Raina dared them to do, but it wasn't like them laughing at each time, and because they kept doing it,
I was really turned on until you said Raina.
She's really shit the bed for me.
Well, actually, Jake did that. Literally, y'all.
True, it's true.
But Raina's exhausting, isn't she?
She's annoying as fuck.
She is annoying.
I feel like she, even though I think she's mid-20s, maybe slightly older, maybe I'm thinking she's, but she acts like she's 14.
She does. Y'all, Raina, this was one of my tea bags. I'll just say it now. Raina says that she's the coolest girl in the world, and she's not.
She's not.
She's not at all. She's just a pile of nerves and insecurity like the rest of us.
I think there are definitely two miscasts this season. Jess and Raina.
Well, Raina stirs drama because she's dramatic.
Yeah, but you need someone who can talk a little bit better, who you'll laugh with.
Yes.
And you'll actually kind of root for.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people are rooting for her.
For her.
Because she's got this guy back on land, and she's saying, I just like attention.
That's
saying the quiet part out loud,
and
she said,
I can't believe I just admitted it. And I wanted to be like, you know, good for you that you admit it, but y'all, she's pretty self-involved.
Yep.
And y'all, this is Reality Gates. Blow dick.
Blow dick.
Season 9, episode 6.
He kissed a boy and he liked it.
He wanted that dick in his butthole.
Remember when that song was controversial?
Yes.
And then Wet Ass Pussy is this.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a quaint time.
Donnell, did you hear that Katy Perry song where it's about a girl and she kisses her and she says she likes it?
We'll pray for her.
We will pray for her. Oh, she's. I heard she went to church too in Orange County. I don't know how she could sing that.
She's a church girl. Yeah.
Y'all, she was like, Katy Perry was a real church. And now she's getting Orlando Bloom's huge dick and their baby.
We've talked about this. You've seen Orlando Bloom.
Y'all, if
he is a daddy now.
If your husband is disappointing you and you need to just like watch hot dad energy, watch
Orlando Bloom.
Watch him putting together a crib and get out your vibrators. Yeah, your Mystique from Kent Skin Condoms or whatever your vibrator.
Mysterioso. Whatever it is.
What are those dildos called? We did an ad for him.
I don't know. I can't remember.
They're not bad. All right. They're not bad. They're pretty good.
It worked.
So at this point, someone could just hook up electricity to like an Acme brick and stick it on my
ass. Maybe
you
feel
and go,
something.
Woo!
And you're like, higher voltage.
Yeah.
I almost made a Christopher Reeve joke, but I'm glad I didn't.
Please don't. No. We're moving on. You know what?
What this episode, not a ton happened except
really.
For the big kiss.
Not really.
Do you
think they're going to fuck?
No.
I still think it could happen.
No.
Oh.
No.
I think Jake would let Fraser take him to Rimtown.
Yes, I agree with that.
Jake's already said he's been to ass play. And Jake, again, if you're listening, if you like butt play, let a gay man take care of your butt because we won't go.
Do I do this? We're not going to give you second thoughts.
Just going to get right in there.
Wow. We'll be saying the alphabet in your asshole.
Backwards. And that's the truth.
It's like the kind of panelister FBI I don't say everything going in on day is being
unconditional. So wow, I hope somebody just got reality game.
I do
by
too.
That.
Oh, I do too. Good.
You're just in the middle of your church parking lot about to pick up your kid from youth services and
and you hear me talking about saying the alphabet in someone's asshole.
Picks up on your church's Bluetooth.
So my first teabag is Captain Lee saying, I don't do 80s because I got married in the 80s. And then we see him in the 80s. And he fucking looks like the Gorton's fisherman. And it's hot. By the way, the Gorton's fisherman can get it.
He can get it. So the same guy, too, on Fisherman's Friend.
Oh, yeah.
But the Gorton's guy can get
He's
it.
He's in color with that full beard and that fucking slicker on.
Yes.
Trust the Gordon's fisherman.
Ooh, yes. He was a daddy. He can get it. Ooh, I wonder if, I'm going to look up Cough. I bet there's a, you know, I need to do this in a private area.
You do.
Okay.
Anyway, 80s Captain Lee is hot.
He's hot. He's hot, y'all.
That's all I really had to say.
Are we shocked? We're not shocked.
No.
I want to say with Captain Lee, okay, this is kind of, well, I'll talk about part one of it, but Heather talks to Captain Lee and and Captain Lee said, how's Jess doing? And Heather's like, she seems down, but I'm trying to lift her spirits and kind of get her back into things. And Captain Lee says, okay, well, that's great. But y'all, that comes back. This is kind of later because Fraser goes off about this, but I think it shows what a great leader Captain Lee is.
Totally.
That simply in that meeting, he just says to Jess, you really looked like you were having fun at that 80s party. We got to see another side of you. He gave her just a little bit of validation.
Yeah.
And I bet that really, y'all, that's what a true leader does, is they just, they notice those little details in people and validate it, which makes them feel a part of a team.
And he knew she was starting to be the weak link, and that's why he did it. Unfortunately, Fraser took it the other way, saying, basically, why is she getting something? It's the scarcity principle, y'all. And there, and I will say, if you are, if you're you're dissatisfied with your job, especially if you're, if you are doing your job mostly to be recognized for something, which I think he probably is. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of what's in him, and that's why he's chosen yachting.
Yeah, he needs the constant validation. You're wonderful. You're exquisite.
Yeah.
You're great.
He probably didn't get a lot of that before. And it's, especially growing up an LGBTQ person, you're a lot of times your parents don't know how to validate you.
Yeah. It's not that they don't, they're doing the best they can, but that's a great point. That is so
And I needed a different type of validation from my parents than what I got.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell do you do with a little poodle?
Well, speaking of, I want to talk about, well, I'll go in my next one because this goes,
that was mine. I'm done.
Y'all, what little poodle would have given to be an Alexander on this ship? Always showing out, always walking into rooms, and he's like, I've arrived. Wearing wigs.
Yes.
Asking to go down and tell Rachel, everyone really enjoyed your meal.
If I said to my mother, Mama, I won't go tell the chef that I liked her meal. We told her, honey, it's fine. Go play.
Yeah. Don't go down there. My mother was like, Chapert, don't go down there and just like mess things up. She's busy.
She's working.
Yeah. But if I would have been allowed, y'all, the things that I would have done on this ship, I would have put on nightly shows.
Yes.
I would have charmed every crew member. When I left, they were going to, we're going to miss Little Poodle most of all.
Yeah, you would have been exhausting.
I would have been, but I'm saying
it's like a couple of Instagrams. Like I'm super happy with, but I follow a couple Instagrams of like parents and with like obviously probably like LGBT kids and stuff like that. But I saw one picture and they're like in, I think they're either in like Disneyland or Six Flags, and they're like at a restaurant and there's a singer, and they're just letting their kid just dance in the middle of the restaurant.
I would not have been allowed to do that.
I would not have been allowed to do that. And a part of me said, is that okay? Or should you, like, I wouldn't want my other people in the restaurant, do they want a child dancing around them?
No, it's voguing? True. It's true. After a while, your child becomes a little bit of a spectacle.
Like, where's the line of over-validating?
You have to.
We're not, again, gay men who don't have kids.
Well, I think there is a fine line between being an Alexander who is enjoying this.
I think he's fine. Yeah.
And Kenny's children from 90 Day.
We're not going to get them in an interview because of Jake.
And because those kids.
I mean, when you called them brats.
I stand by it.
I sadly have to agree with you.
Because those kids. Weren't those kids were given so much latitude to
they
do
were.
It and were cleaned up after.
Yeah.
And I still think they're financially supported by Kenny.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I think. Why are you whispering? But I think if something ever happened to Kenny, God forbid, those parents or those kids would fight for Armando for everything.
And why do you think they don't want him to have a kid?
Yeah. Isn't that gross?
That's where it all goes to.
Anyway, we're talking about the other way right now. So.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Fucking brats.
Anyway, so. But yes.
I would have given anything as a child to be the ship boy.
I have to say, this charter, one of my favorite charters.
I agree.
They just seem like fun people. Ronnie, hilarious. Like,
needs to tan less.
Needs to tan less. Jody, my spirit animal, I guess, or spirit person. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not supposed to say spirit. My person, because that's going to be me when I'm 60 years old.
With the inappropriate touching and
here
following.
Comes handsome Captain.
Yeah.
That's going to be me. You can bet your ass on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, that is going to be that kid.
But that's what I wanted to say about him. He's like wearing wigs. This child, oh God, I would have loved to have been this.
It would have. You know, Wes, my next one is Wes made a good comment on the boat. And saying, you know, everybody acts like they're in junior high. And I really, that is Raina most of all. Like in the whole thing, when she looks at Wes and she says, so if you couldn't fuck Jess on this boat, who would you fuck? And when Wes said appropriately, well, you're my foreman. So, and Raina says, I wasn't talking about me.
I
didn't mean me. Y'all, yes, she did.
Yeah,
she was. Raina wanted to, she was, that was her way. Of getting Weston because she wants. Because
who else is it going to be?
Because now that Jake is like flirting with Fraser,
right.
And she knows that he's quote unquote engaged, but just for she's not interested anymore.
She's got to find some
kind
of. She wants
to bang somebody else.
Well, not even bang. She wants to find someone who she can make out with and pay her attention.
Yeah, and then did she? I mean, I know, I understand that she's a black woman and she can say this, but still, but didn't she say something like, "I don't usually dig light skinned guys"?
She did say that.
I guess you can say that. Well, I can't comment on that because I'm white, but that still just was like...
It did come out of nowhere.
I do have a partner who identifies as a black-skinned man, so that I feel like...
You mean a dark-skinned man.
A dark-skinned black man, that's how he identifies. And I feel like if he heard that, it would hurt his
feelings. It's a little gross.
I thought it was gross.
But I think she's going to wind up having... more run-ins with the rest of the people in the crew. She's already having run-ins with Heather.
I could see her, and if she ever has to do anything with Rachel,
good
it's
luck.
Not going to go good.
That usually won't happen.
It probably won't.
Because if it does, that's a kind of a failure because the chef will delegate that, and then the crew. I mean,
it'll be the stews. Yeah,
Raina's acting like that. It's a big deal for the deck crew to help out.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's just jump
into that. I wanted to say that that is standard on Below Deck when food service.
Malia did that all the time. Like, I mean, granted they were sure, but Malia, they did.
Yeah,
it all
but
the time.
It's standard when the deck crew to help out with things that are, I would say, more involved. Like this dinner seemed to be.
Yes.
And it is, and it's just running food up.
That's it. And then for her to talk shit about a superior who's
necessarily her superior, but she does have a higher rank.
Someone who's higher ranked in a different part of the ship that she knows
not
nothing
good.
About to that person.
This is what gets you in trouble with. Your superiors, if it gets back to Eddie.
Yes. It's not, she's just, we're just seeing, who has Raina talked shit about? She's talked shit about
Jake.
She's now talked shit about Heather. Did she talk shit about Eddie? I don't think she has yet.
No.
And she hasn't said anything about Wes. I feel like there was somebody else she talked shit about too.
I can't remember. But it's this idea of, I'm not even supposed to be doing this. It's like, And the thing is, I'm Team Heather with this tongs thing, y'all.
Okay.
Don't take this to... I agree.
Talk
don't
about tongate.
Take this tongate. Don't take this to the table without anything.
No.
I totally agree.
That is... You take... Y'all...
And she even told them not to do it, and they did it anyway.
Poodle, I want you to close your eyes.
I hate this game.
Imagine you're on a ship, okay? It's 8 o'clock. You've been hungry for about an hour now. You're sitting there. You're having a little tonic, vodka tonic, wet in your app. And
it's my third.
The third, yeah. And then the stew sits down a plate of homemade, warm, bubbling macaroni and cheese with toasted breadcrumbs on top of it and no spoon.
How do you use my own spoon.
Yeah, that's
I wouldn't do that. I would not take my whole hand, but things like crab legs, you bet I'd grab one.
You bet you'd grab, or like a tomahawk steak.
Yes,
you just pick
I
it
would
up.
Grab it.
She's right. There needs to be tongs on that. And Brandon to be like, again, it's just, what we're seeing, Raina does not know how to take criticism at all.
Nor she handle it, authority.
She takes it personally. And yeah, she needs to not work in this business.
Yeah, she getting, and I understand she's been saying there aren't a lot of people of color in yachting. That is true. But so knowing that, knowing you need to be a representative, maybe. Yeah.
And you're
listen.
Not saying like fall in line. You're saying like be a good example.
Be a good example.
Be a good team player.
Be a team player.
Not that it's her responsibility that, but she brought it up. She brought it up that she wants to like show other.
And she, you're right. That's one of her goals
is to create
more visibility.
Then maybe be a better team player.
Yeah. I totally agree. She's been shitty with people.
Yeah.
And the one person you don't want to be shitty with is your Chiefs do.
Yeah.
Because they've got a lot of power on that boat. Because
Heather's smart. She's going to remember. Yeah.
I like Heather.
She's growing on me more.
She's growing on me. I think she's now figured out how she wants to lead a little bit.
The thing that Heather that I don't think is great is Heather puts on different hats with different members a little bit.
Yeah.
Though if y'all notice the way that she's smart in that now Fraser is a confidant.
Fraser
is a confidant to her.
Yep.
And he's telling her everything. But did you hear later on when she was talking to Eddie, who Eddie probably is the most real Heather is with because they both are kind of in these similar positions. And she was like, well, yeah, now I have Fraser bitching about Heather and I got to deal with him. So
honestly,
she's seeing the kind of bigger.
This is management. That's how it works.
But no, but she's smart in that she got in Fraser's good graces.
But I agree though. But every time a manager will talk to another manager, it's full transparency.
Full transparency. Yeah.
I've had that happen in any type of managerial situation.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So but, yeah, she's getting it.
Yeah, what's not good is if she played Jess against Fraser. She's not doing that.
She's not at all.
Yep. Ideally, it's better if a manager doesn't really kind of just nod.
Are we recording? Okay.
Oh,
boy, I really got scared on that one.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. We're going to make sure, y'all. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Okay, Poodle, I have my next teabag. I have a question for you. Y'all, we're back. When Jake puts on that swimsuit and he walks out and you can see his bush...
Yeah, you can.
It's junk and it's hot.
It's hot.
It's kind of feminine, kind of masculine. It's something like Harry Styles would wear.
Y'all,
if you're not into Harry Styles,
you're incorrect.
You're incorrect.
That's all there is.
So fucking hot.
Ooh. You're incorrect. You need to rethink all of your priorities.
Spoiler alert, but y'all probably seen it by now. But if you're a comic nerd, turn it off for a minute. But when he comes out in the cameo at the end of the Eternals movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
He looks fucking hot. He's going to be like a big character in Marvel now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm here for it.
Was that movie bad? A lot of people did not like it.
It was slow. It was setting things up, but it was joyless. It didn't feel like a Marvel movie.
It looked boring to me.
It felt almost a little bit, not like a DC, but it just took itself very seriously.
I'm not interested.
And I think there could be a lot more comedy in it.
Boring.
The performances and the casting were great.
I'm sure.
But it was the script.
But you're right. Anytime everyone's taking themselves and the direction. So seriously.
And the direction was too seriously. Too serious.
I'm not interested.
Sure. But anyway, y'all, he put on this thing. But my question for you is, Poodle, how would you describe Fraser's look? Or not Fraser, Jake's look in the swimsuit?
Kind of like...
Like, what are some adjectives?
Kind of... haphazard.
Okay, that's a good one.
Asymmetrical.
Would you say effortlessly chic?
No.
What do you think? Why do you think
that means? Because he wants to lick him all over his body.
Okay, just make it. Yep. You're right. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
You can tell y'all, and you can see Fraser saying things like, "I'm not going to dress you," and he's dressing Jake. He has a crush on him. No, it is
beyond
obvious.
Beyond crush. He's in it deep, y'all.
But I think at the same time he realizes he's straight, but. I've had this for myself of where I found a guy, especially a straight. There is, y'all, I will tell you now, this is especially for me, there is something that gay men crave, and that is fraternal affection for other men, especially straight men, because we don't get it.
Yeah, we don't get
it. We've never had it.
Yeah.
It is weird for us.
We don't know how to act.
And when we do have it, it is something we're so afraid of fucking up.
We should make a distinction because I think there is especially effeminate gay men.
Yes.
Like Fraser, like us, because there are some gay men that.
Who are you calling effeminate?
Woo! Who kind of fit.
Me!
Like men who are just are kind of more masculine and can. Because y'all, everybody knew with Poodle and I, it's like. Fucking a Liz Claiborne purse fell out of my mouth and a Rachmaninoff fucking harp fell out of Poodle's butthole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Oh, sorry.
And then it fell. He went, that's an A.
I could tell you the note.
It would. Anyway, but yeah, so I think that's a really good point. You're craving that.
Yeah. It's something you're never given as a younger person.
Yeah.
And when you do get it, there's an impulse to make it, to fall in love with it a little bit.
It's happened to me. It's happened to Poodle a lot.
It's happened to me a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is something, and so it's a little bit of transference. That's exactly what it is. That you want them to be your friend so much, and you value that friend fraternal intimacy so much. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're like me, sometimes you be friends with someone, and all of a sudden you fuck them, and
well, they fuck.
Not
you.
Really. All of a sudden, it just kind of happens.
Kind of happens.
I kind of set up the things to happen.
Y'all, Poodle is Fraser in the where you see he is doing all these little things to get closer and closer. Ooh,
he read my book.
He read your book.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, no, but this is, and when you see the kiss at the end, when Fraser, they tell Fraser what happened, he's very upset because he's thinking, now he's going to think I'm into him. It's going to change the whole dynamic. The best friend I have on this ship, I'm the only gay man here. I'm the only LGBTQ person here. And I already feel like a little bit of an outsider.
But I call, so this was my last teabag, but let's talk about it. I have other ones, but I mean, this jumping to the end. I call bullshit on that. I think they both remember, they both weren't drunk.
I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, so you think they did both remembered?
Yes, don't you?
I am not going to say anyone. I've had alcohol-related evenings where I have not remembered everything.
But were you that put together as they were? When I had evenings that I didn't remember...
I agree.
I was fucking drunker than Cooter Brown.
I just don't want... I don't want to put anything on someone for their level of inebriation. No, and I'm going to trust them.
I'm not talking about... But putting that aside, do you think in your personal... Do you think they remembered it or not?
I honestly don't know.
I think they did.
I honestly don't know. He seemed to be pretty upset, and it seemed to hit him really quickly.
But when Jake said he didn't remember either,
that
I was
may
like,
be pushing it a little bit.
I think they remember.
I don't know. I think that's not important. I think what's important is how he immediately feels about it.
I think it's important that I think for we've talked about it. I think it's very hard for Fraser to be truly authentic and honest with people because he's scared. So I think it is important that it's, and that I think it does contribute how he feels about it because he's what we're going to Brene Brown, but he's in a shame cycle.
I agree, but I'm saying there's no way we'll be able to say if they were lying about not being able to remember it. It's a moot point.
Yeah, we won't know. Yeah.
But as someone once said, it's a mute point. It's like it's mute because you don't hear it.
You don't hear it.
Anyway.
I mean, that makes sense.
So
we talk a little bit. Speaking of a bit of insecurity, y'all, Fraser is, he's hell-bent on destroying Jess.
He is.
Because this isn't just it's,
well, she is making him work harder.
She's making him work harder.
But he is.
But like the thing where y'all, the big gust of wind blows the balloons off and knocks off a glass, and he's bitching to Heather that she's not handling that situation right. Yeah. I went, she was fine. She wanted to get the balloons, and he's like, but the glass, like,
he doesn't handle pressure well.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
And Jess is kind of like just trying to do her best. But he's using that as just a sticking point for him to talk to Heather about. And he does that later again. It's almost as if he's bringing up every little, he's tattling.
Yeah.
And instead of letting Heather kind of, there's a difference in reporting a problem. But some of this does feel like tattling.
At the same time, I don't think Heather is seeing a lot of it because she doesn't work with Jess. Fraser's the one who works with
Jess.
This
is true. That's is true.
So I kind of understand what he's trying to do.
Which we're seeing next week. This is why I think, I actually feel like, knock on wood, maybe this is famous wrong, this will come back to bite me in the ass, but I think Heather's actually doing a pretty starting to do a pretty good job because she does something
it's better.
Next week, we see she moves Jess to drinks and cocktails so she can see how Jess does and works directly with her more.
No, that is smarter.
That is smart.
I think also she wants to give Fraser a little bit of, she wants to give him some cooling off time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the way to do it. Maybe she is a better manager than we thought. Still don't love her affect.
No,
but,
yeah.
But that's...
It's her affect, but I think she's a better...
She's a lot more tolerable, and she's a lot better than Francesca last season.
Well, you really hated her.
No, not really. I just thought... Talk about someone who did not get along with fucking Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm excited to watch that season on our Patreon 5 years from now when we get to it.
2030. So my next one is, does Todd always have to eat scrambled egg whites? With
this
y'all.
This is one of mine too.
With no yolks. He's on vacation.
Y'all, he's on vacation. Now, granted, he looks like that. He's somebody who couldn't do, he made them bring an exercise bike.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a gym on this ship.
I think
this
there
yacht
would, maybe,
probably has maybe? Like a workout room.
I don't know. It's not like a cruise ship.
But he could still just do exercises in his room.
He could swim.
Yes.
Or do like quick cardio in his room.
Yeah, but he brings it. Now, I don't mind him doing the bike because he's shirtless and he stays shirtless all the time. And he's hot. But y'all, if you can't.
He's one of those people who only sees eating as a way to nutrition and calories.
Not familiar.
Me either.
What if there was, y'all, if someone develops a pill that turns off, or even like an electrode they put in your brain that turns off emotional eating, sign me up.
I agree, but I don't want to ever not enjoy food.
Well, I'd need to be able to take it out on Friday night for pizza night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not.
But what if you
true.
Could just go like, this month I'm just turning it off?
I don't know. I don't think that's really a way of living.
No.
I think you don't always need to emotionally eat.
Some people don't care. I know.
There are some people who just they eat the same meal.
Every day. They can do that every day. Some people can just do that.
Number one, I need variety. Number two, I like the way food tastes and I like to enjoy food. Number three.
Are you talking about food or your sex life?
Both.
It's kind of the same.
And number three, denying yourself of so much, just, it's not healthy.
This really is about your sex life.
Yeah, a little bit.
But throw a yolk in there, motherfucker.
But
what I want to say, though, for some people, it's not denying. For some people, they just don't.
I get it. I just.
But I know. It looked good for Rachel for being like, this angers me that I'm having to cook this. Y'all, because it looked like shit.
Yeah. I kind of understand. What I'll do with eggs sometimes is if I'm going to eat like a more substantial breakfast than
egg
just two
omelet,
eggs.
Egg white omelet, I'm fine with.
Well, what do you mean?
Like an omelet with just egg whites? I'm fine with that because it's got like other things in it, like vegetable, but just.
Well, the problem is you need a little fat in what you're eating.
Yeah,
egg whites have nothing.
But you can get egg white omelet with like
cheese.
Avocado or cheese.
I agree.
But just scrambled egg whites.
What's better for you instead of just egg whites, though, is one whole egg and an egg white. Or even one whole egg and two egg whites, because your body can metabolize the protein better with some fat.
That we don't give advice about food and nutrition. That's Poodle's opinion.
But it's true.
I know, but I'm
just
saying.
No, it's actually true.
People do what they want to do. I don't want somebody to say, Poodle made my cholesterol go up because I started.
Carl, you can eat eggs again. You're fine.
One egg yolk a day is not going to kill you.
Carl, you're fine.
Maybe not every day.
Carl has a heart attack and then someone sues us. So I just want to say, Poodle is not a doctor.
She could Google.
He's not a doctor, y'all. Do your research. But he could have.
But I have fucked one on TV.
But he has fucked one on TV.
Closed captioned.
Y'all.
Or closed circuit television.
I'm going next. And you know what I got? Strong tea. Strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote unquotable. Someone take a picture of this mushroom. This is one gorgeous mushroom.
Oh, Jody.
Oh, Jody. Jody.
That's Jody, it. That's all I had.
Jody, I am unworthy of your love.
This song.
Unworthy of your love from Assassins.
I don't know what
Jody means. Foster.
I don't know. Oh, not, yeah.
The song Hinckley. John Hinckley sings
he was
to.
Obsessed with, yeah.
Yeah, and John. Squeaky Frome is singing about Charlie Manson. It's a smart love ballad that that Stephen Sondheim wrote about these beautiful songs singing about Hinckley's obsession with Jodie Foster, so he later tries to shoot President Reagan, and Squeaky Frome, who wants to murder people because of her obsession with Charles Manson. Beautiful song, and that's called Here's Some Light and Here's Some Dark. You. From Stephen Sondheim. If you don't know Stephen Sondheim, I would suggest you go to a Spotify playlist and just listen. You'll be informed.
Yeah, he just passed away. So
and you'll
a lot
thank
about
me.
Him. You'll thank Poodle.
And like I said, if you don't like him, don't come at me because I'm not interested in knowing you. Simple. I'll block you. I swear to God I'll block a person who says I hate Sondheim.
We need to move on. We need to move on. Okay, y'all. So they get in all their 80s gear. And my teabag is...
Did you see Eddie try to kiss Captain Lee?
Yeah, he kissed him on the cheek.
And Lee went...
also, too, I guess I understand why I liked wrestling so much as a kid. Because
wrestling.
That's what I said. Because... Eddie in this like wig.
It's hot.
It's hot.
I'm into it.
Thank you. Eddie, I've always loved
his
body. He's got a nice chest.
Stop it.
You just want to like take your fingernails with my long red nails, just caressing
you don't have
my
long red nails.
Backlit and my hair. I push
You don't have any of that.
I push my hair to the left side of my face so the
you
camera
don't have
can
long
see
enough
me
hair.
Just kiss on his little peach fuzz of his belly button.
You're going somewhere else.
Lord, lift me up where he can fuck me.
Anyway, it was cute. It was fun.
It was adorable. It was a little hot. Okay, we already talked about Raina. What's your next one?
I only have one more thing that when they were in the car and Fraser and Jake were making out, he says, and Raina says, it's interesting. Again, this shows you how either young or inexperienced or just how she's just a little short-sighted. She's like, it's okay if you're bi. And he's like, I'm not bisexual. I'm just sexually comfortable.
Yeah.
So it just tells you she kind of talks about being such a sexual person
she's
or being
not,
in she is not.
She says she's a cool person.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah. And
she
so
is not.
It's interesting how and he said I'm just very sexually comfortable with my body. If someone is there, I want to kiss them. And y'all, and I said
nothing
before,
nothing turns Jake on more. Poodle, nothing turns Poodle on more than when a guy says, "I'm not bi. I'm just sexually comfortable."
Even better.
Wow.
Then I know that anything I'm doing is good with you. Here we go. I'm giving you the semaphore flags, waving you in.
Wow.
Because I know then if you're comfortable, woo.
I mean, and Jake is kind of, y'all, he's kind of a dick pig.
Yeah.
Because did you notice, like, when they got a really big tip, $25,000, and they got this tip, and later he's talking to Wes, and he's holding the money, and he said, it's thick. I like
it.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No,
he's a
so
big
sexual.
Old dick pig, y'all.
I want to say one more thing about Wes. He is growing on me for being the cute, geeky, nice guy on the boat. It's gonna wear thin if he doesn't make a move.
Soon. Next episode, they didn't show it, so I don't think anything's happening next episode.
Yeah.
But in two episodes,
I'm just
I
like,
need
dude,
him and Jessica,
dude, how much longer is it gonna be?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I let someone else get away. I'm like, I'm sure you did.
I mean, they chat, and he says, like, he actually almost has feelings for her.
Yeah, and this is all the wrong
like,
thing to say.
What did I miss?
Well, this guy, y'all, he's always going to be afraid of his own shadow, unfortunately.
It is funny how
doesn't make great TV.
No, it's funny how Jess and Fraser, or I'm sorry, Fraser and Jake are making out of the car, and they cut to Jess saying, I'm just waiting for my hands to feel like they don't have arthritis. I totally, that
they're,
totally they're made me
They're doing too much sharing like it's some type of like meet cute.
Yes.
And that's not what yacht life is like, y'all. When you're working, when you're working with your coworkers, you're not really interested in deep details.
No.
You're interested in like surfacey stuff.
Yes.
That.
But there's also, again, it's like, you know, when they're at that dinner and Jake is kind of flirting with Heather and Raina is just seething.
Ugh. I rolled my eyes so hard here.
Because she is over it. But again, I think that a lot of this, the way she's treating Jake and trying to, I think she like is way more interested than Jake than she's letting on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But she's, but it's like she's involving everybody else in her.
I'm tired of her.
I'm tired of her.
I grow tired of her.
Jake's ass is amazing, though. When he gets naked, his
naked.
Body is hot.
There's something, even though that, I'm not a fan of the mustache. I don't love the, I went out with a boy who had one of those mustaches, and I tolerated it.
When Rachel said everyone's going to ride his mustache like a bike or something like that, that was a funny quote.
That's the thing. Rachel kind of will always bring the funny.
I love her. I love her.
They found a great chef. Now, she can have temperament issues. I'm glad they found someone who can work with her like Heather. Because it did not work with Francesca. And so I'm glad that, and I'm sure Rachel's stipulation was coming back was, I will not work with Francesca again.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So even though some of the crew liked working with Francesca, I'm sure.
And Rachel's food is.
Yep. It's always going to be the chef.
Oh.
Always.
God, I hope Mayfew's not on Below Deck.
Rachel will keep coming back until she wants to leave, in my opinion.
Yeah, because she's a star.
Yeah, because Captain Lee loves her.
She could really build a brand out of this, too.
Well, it's like Ben. Ben, even though Ben was a lot shittier than Rachel has been to other people, Ben was a great cook and brought the drama, could say things that were funny, charming and British, banged a lot of people on the boat, banged Kate. Actually, that wasn't on their season, but they did fuck.
Kate Chastain?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She's been with women, too. Oh, yeah. She's been around. Good for her.
Good for her.
That's all I have.
I got... That's it, y'all. Next week, it's going to be... I don't even remember what... Jess will be working up front, and it's not going to go good.
Not going to go good.
Not going to go good, y'all. And if you see Eddie pissed off at this deck crew again... It'll be interesting to see with Eddie coming down on them. Is Jake's going to take the fall or with Raina? It'll just be interesting to see. Y'all go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. Come at us on Cameo, Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. Go to our Linktree links, live show stuff for New York and Chicago.
We really do. We are having a meeting tomorrow
have to stop saying it now at this point.
About live shows.
No one believes that they're coming, but they are.
But we've been trying to figure out schedules and how we're going to do certain shows because certain shows air on certain days and we're trying to figure out how that can work.
Someone just yelled at the car. Who gives a shit?
Amen.
Poodle?
No one gives a shit.
Amen. But y'all know what? Don't worry. You don't have to give a shit. So we'll think about it. Until next time,
we tell you Anchors a Gay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.